I'm looking for your sounder.
Yes, here's, we'll find it.
Here we are.
Heyman Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
So I haven't been on for a few weeks because I had no voice. My voice is back, sort of.
It's like 90%.
It's 90%.
You sound much better.
So these are the five things that have happened in the news while I've been out. Now, these are not real news stories. They are stories that are nonsense. So, number five, the Connecticut bank robber. So you talked a little bit about this. So he was caught, right? But man, what a run. That guy robbed five banks in a week and a half. It is amazing to me because they're the grocery store banks. Mm. So he walks in, he says, give me the money. They give him the money and he just walks out and he drives away. Yeah. Imagine the balls. I would be a wreck.
Yeah.
I would be shaking. And then once I got the money, I don't know if I'd be able to get out of the store without being like, the money.
Right.
And I would run. So he has to be so cool that as soon as he gets the money and he has to walk out like normal. I would bolt out of there.
You already know the alarm's rung. There could be a cop in the parking lot.
Right, or in the store.
Like, as soon as you
leave,
IBS.
Yeah, onto the main road, like, forget it. You're so visible now.
This is the interview I want. I need you to get this man. I want him to tell us. He probably won't.
5 to 7 years, we'll have him on.
He even stopped us to check off how many bags he took.
And it's not enough money. You robbed to go through all this to go to jail. To rob the supermarket bank is not enough money to me.
Yeah.
What's it? $2,000? $3,000?
Probably five banks.
Yeah.
So he gets $15,000. Okay. Like, I can pay some of my car payment. It's not enough for going to jail. So it's got to be something else. He's into the chase.
That's what I thought. We had one of our police friends on who said he thought there was an addiction issue.
Right.
Oh, it's like a drug thing? Yeah. Well, that's not as fun as my version.
I think the money, yeah.
He needs it.
My version's better, money. Where he's just like, I need to rob, because I love robbing.
Right. I'm good at robbing banks.
I have a money addiction.
For love of the game, man.
Right. All right, number four. Dane Cook, 50 years old, gets engaged to Kelsey Taylor, who is 23. Okay? 50 and 23.
Yeah. That's how long they've been dating.
Right?
Week and a half.
Spoiler.
Week and a half.
They've been dating for 5 years, Gary. Which makes her how old when they started dating? He was like cruising the high school parking lots.
Oh, my God.
It's gross.
Was he a bus driver?
What's her name?
Her name is Kelsey Taylor. She's 23. Taylor.
Yeah. Right. Sounds like a dancer name.
So all that's that's creepy and gross.
Kelsey Taylor every Tuesday night.
But what is creepier and grosser is his plastic surgery.
Oh my God, agree.
He looks crazy now.
And I used to love him. I used to think he was so attractive.
We all made mistakes in 2001.
Well, now I'm gay.
It was a big mistake. He turned her gay.
I tell you, though, I was like certainly a Dane Cook douchebag in 2001.
Of course.
I was like, this album's the best. He's the funniest comedian of all time.
He talks so fast.
Right, so interesting, different. And then all of a sudden, like by 2006, I was like, yeah, F this guy. I hate this guy.
So did the rest of the world.
It's funny how fast that happened.
It happened very fast. AJ, you talk about John Mellencamp and his forehead.
Oh, yeah.
You got to see a current picture of Dane Cook.
He looks crazy.
Oh, like a sunglass, like real up top?
But
like,
Dane Cook.
It's wild. It's like
he looks inflated.
Inflated
his face only.
Now I got to look.
It's like it got stretched out, like Silly Putty. It's weird.
Wow. Yeah.
But I say that he is like the Limp Bizkit of comedy. He had a great 3-year run that everybody was into him, and now everybody pretends they weren't. They were like, oh, yeah. No, I hate Dane Cook.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't he look weird? He looks weird.
He looks like, you know, he looks
a
like
a balloon.
You know when they make the circus, they have those tent stakes they pound in?
Look
at a tent stake with a face.
Or like Silly Putty. His face sort of has a Silly Putty
vibe.
He looks like Tim Robbins' not famous cousin.
Like Luke Robbins?
No, it was so specific.
Was it accurate, though?
It was.
Like a sort of a deep, weird reference.
Wow.
It worked.
Apparently,
there's a video of this proposal.
Right.
And he's, you know, near the water on a rock, very romantic. And she's has heels on. So if that's not staged, it's like, let's go to the beach.
Right.
Put your heels on.
Right.
And then her high school cheerleading squad is behind her.
Yeah.
She's like, can we go get my license after this?
You know, it looks like when your kid's going to the prom, you take a photo with her before she leaves her a real date.
Yeah.
It looks like his daddy with you know, you're always going to be daddy's girl.
After this, I'm going to buy my first R-rated movie ticket.
I really thought he was going to go on to movies and just be like a Jim Carrey.
I did too.
He was so good.
He was on TV. He was on Big Bang Theory.
He was in that one movie.
Yeah.
It was good.
But yeah, I'm telling
one movie.
Right. Employee of the Month. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, we love. That's a classic.
Oh, that wasn't even the movie.
Classic is a strong word.
It is strong. But.
2006. It was over. I'm telling
you.
He played Madison Square Garden. He played the Boston Garden and sold them out. And then that was it.
Yeah.
That was the end. All right, number three. Hottest fashion trend of 2022, cargo pants. Get excited. Cargo pants are back and more popular than ever, especially for women. Cargo pants for women. It's a
never.
Thing.
I'm a lesbian. I could never.
But you got to put like keys and stuff.
I'd put carabiner in a flannel or a flannel. Could never.
The carabiner.
I'm already, I wear a rainbow flag.
This is a perfect example of don't throw away your stuff. So if you have stuff from 20 years ago, just save it. So Z Cavaricci's has got to be next. Like those kind of parachute pants. They're all coming back. I hope you save
them. Django jeans?
Yep, it's coming.
Django jeans? No way.
Django jeans is from 1999, right?
It's not happening.
I'm telling you, these trends from the late 90s are next.
That's
They're
not
all
happening.
Coming
you can
back.
Look through the history books, and he's right.
They all come back.
Every 20 years or so, everything comes back.
Oh,
and
wow.
Maybe it's a little modernized, but it's the same basic idea.
Oh, my God. I have five pairs of these still.
You have one on right now.
No, these are regular jeans.
So, on Sunday night, when you pick out Monday's outfit,
right,
pick out cargo
guess
pants.
Guess what? I have this pair right here. I have this.
All right. So, number two, GPS makes you stupid. So, GPS and the use of GPS is making us all dumber than we've ever been. Mm-hmm. And it's because you don't learn things anymore. So, I've got a real problem. So I use GPS truly for everything. So I use it to come here every morning. I mean, I know how to get
here.
I use it to go to like the Dunkin' Donuts down my street, which I know how to get to. When I'm back in my hometown, I use it there, even though I know all the roads.
Why do you want to know how long it's going to take you to get there?
I understand.
I think the best
route.
Right. I guess it's that, or it's like the comfort of being like, I know exactly what time I'm going to be there. Right. So it says I'm going to be there at 7:17, like perfect.
I had to stop doing that because
I'm the same way.
Racing the GPS.
I'm like,
you think it's 9:41? I'm getting there 9:38.
Yeah. But when you put on weight and you ask Siri to find out where your body parts are.
Funny. No, Phil, that is a real thing.
I know it really is.
I had to stop doing it. I'm serious.
Yeah.
So we drove to Philly last weekend, and I said, the GPS says it will take 3 hours and 32 minutes. We'll be there in 3 hours and 17 minutes.
Watch this.
Yeah. Suck it, GPS.
I'm the same way.
Wow.
And the number one news story this week that you definitely don't care about, but I certainly did, is Tom Brady tampering. So people are mad at Tom Brady for having conversations with the Miami Dolphins while still under contract with the Patriots. But you got to look at it this way. So say I'm a super jerk to you all the time, right? I'm mean to you every day. I'm yelling at you. I'm making fun of you. I'm telling the press that you suck.
Say this?
Right. And then KC 101 calls. Don't you take the call?
You take the call.
I think you can't be mad at Brady. He was tired of Bill Belichick yelling at him all the time and said, like, I don't know, when Miami Dolphins call and say you're the hot pretty girl, I think you say, like, take the call.
Thank you.
So I'm not mad at Brady.
Feel
I'm
like
mad at the Dolphins.
Feel like my eyes.
Have you ever been mad at Brady?
When he left
Boston? No?
No, because that wasn't his fault either, so no.
Yeah.
Brady's we're pals.
Deflated footballs, maybe?
No, that was fake. That, it was
but he did get suspended.
It was the environment, and the NFL was out to get him.
The
this.
The environment!
It's the weather. That's it.
I smell bromance.
That's the top five. It's been a real pleasure.
Keith, they want to know if you're coming to the show tonight.
Oh, I'll be there.
He's coming.
I'll be there, and you better be funny, the two of you, or I'm going to be pissed.
We're going to do it.
There's going to be some real heckling.
Boss
Keith, top five.